Allah, says error by me is error. Is error based off where you've just done Badika's comments? No. So by me it's the morning. I was saying to someone today that the Pella of Pesach, if we were real with Pesach, the Pella of Pesach is not that the kids are able to stay up on Leil Seder, it's that the adults are able to go to sleep the night before the Seder. It's such, if we could process what an exciting time this is, it would be difficult to sleep the night before. Anyway, so I was matzliach to sleep. So this idea, I heard it just now from Rav Y.Y. Jacobson. It was just so choshev that I had to just pass it on, mamash. That, well, I'll be embellish a little bit. We know that the relationship between us and our children is what's called panim al panim, yeah? Our relationship is face to face with our children. Meaning we don't want anything from our children. We want for our children, not from our children. That's a panim al panim relationship. Okay, as we've said over and over, a relationship with a taxi driver is a back-to-back relationship. We don't want for him, we want from him. With our children, it's the exact opposite. When we're in a front-to-front relationship, a face-to-face relationship, that Al Pi Teva draws the Mekabel closer to the Mashpia. The Mekabel is naturally like a kind of magnet drawn towards the Mashpia. In a back-to-back relationship, the opposite happens. So the key to chinuch, well, I suppose the key to chinuch is becoming gewaldig yourself, and then having a front-to-front relationship with your child will kind of naturally help him draw himself after you and after your path, which is really what chinuch is about. So the foundation of chinuch is becoming a tzaddik yourself, and on top of that, having a face-to-face relationship with your son, so he or daughter, whatever, so that they will want to draw after you. Now, what that means is when we've got a few children and one of them is very difficult to deal with, let's just say, and the others are not difficult to deal with. So you're getting a lot of nachas from the others, and there's one who's really testing you. Now, if we're marchik, the one who's testing us, the message that we're giving to our other children is the reason why I love you is because of what I'm getting from you. Because you see from this child who I'm not getting anything from that I'm having a hard time, a very difficult time having a relationship with him. And the message that gives to the other children is that their relationship with you is talui bedava, is a back-to-back relationship. So just bichlal, the relationship with our children is usually predicated on the difficult child. We think the difficult child is being mashpia, bad hashkafas or bad midas into the family, when really the difficult child is presenting the good children with the opportunity to realize that your love for them is not dependent on anything, and it's a real genuine love. It's a face-to-face love. It's exactly the opposite. Everyone understood that? So now the Afikoman, now the Seder is built. Chazal designed the Seder to test your midas in the most profound way they could be tested. Okay, everything about the Seder is set up to get you to be masachin your midas. Okay, think of how many glasses are spilled of the Arba Kosis and how much balagan there is, and how much we want this like ruchnius, because there's so much potential for some kind of ruchnius experience. And the kids are screaming and it's late and they haven't eaten, and then they're knocking over the wine and they're trying to lean on the person next to them and they want to hurry up, and the other one wants to say his vort and they don't care, and it's just kulu midas, and that is most profoundly described in the minhag of the Afikoman. Yeah, what do? We break the matzah. the middle mat. So, and we give we hide the largest part as the Afrikomen, and the child runs to the children throughout the meal try to find it. So this is what Warwick Jacobson said, is that that broken matzah is your deepest, darkest meter that you need fixing. The job of the children, the job of our children, the Gabayas, is to hold up a not just a mirror, but an X-ray mirror to the Zachin that we need to fix in the most profound way. There's no nisyonis deeper than our nisyonis with our wives and with our children. That what they are there to do is to hold up an X-ray mirror to show you exactly what it is that you have to take charge of, take responsibility for, and work out. And that's exactly what we do by the Afikomen. We break the matzah. That matzah is the symbol of all the stuff that we really need to work out. And the children go to find it. The children will search through all the cupboards and all the drawers and under the clothes and through the in all the bedrooms, and they'll search everywhere for that broken matzah that you're hiding. And then they bring you the matzah. And what do you do? So there's two options. You could scream and shout and try and take the matzah back and hide it again because it's been hidden for so long anyway. But the minhag is you give them a gift. That's the story of our children, mamash. The whole story of our children is they are there to dig out that matzah, that broken matzah that we've been hiding. They're there to dig it out, find it wherever it is in the house, and mamash bring it back to us, mamash. And for that, we should say Yisha koyach, a thank you. That's exactly what it's about. The hardest children. It's all predicated on the hardest children. That's what it's about. I just thought that was such a chizuk for the Seder, because so much can potentially go wrong. And just remember, you're not in it for you. It's not about, like we've said over and over, the ruchnius experience. If that happens, that's wonderful. But you're there for the children. And I always start the Seder by saying that we are just the sluice of being this link in this chain is just like there's nothing else like that. And this chain is predicated on tonight. The fact that we turn around and say that we came out of Mitzrayim, and my father told me that we came out of Mitzrayim, and his father, and his father, and his father, and you go back and like we worked out the other day, even if your grandfather's sitting there who's 60 years older than your 5-year-old child, it was only about 40 of those, so 40 or something of those, your grandfather was a 5-year-old, et cetera, until we get back to the actual night itself. So this is the night for the children. And like we said in the last year, that we're there to learn from the tamimus of the children. That's Manishtana. We learn to learn from the natural, the fact that the children are real to who they are. They're connected to more their animal side, but our avodah is to get connected back to our godly side and to be natural in our avodah Hashem. That's called being lishma, and that's the message of the Seder b'zvat Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a freilich and a kosher hug. B'zvat Hashem.
Akashachag, it just reminds me of the Vart a little bit from the Egel Azav when it says the mirrors that the wives brought and that they would look at the reflection of you through the mirror. It's similar to this sentiment of that that's what our wife was doing, the children are doing for us in the Seder, but the women see right through us. They are the exact reflection of us, and that what we see, what they see right in through us. That's why the Lashon of Rashi is so unique in the way how he describes it. He goes a whole long arichas on it.
100%. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Just gonna miss us. Appreciate that.
Shkoyach.
Okay,
Yontif.
everyone.
Yontif.
Excellent.
Yontif. Yontif. Enjoy.